Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Everyday Black History. And today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be highlighting a brother by the name of Kevin Greenaw, or should I say Dr. Kevin Greenaw, who is an African-American nuclear engineer and senior manager at the National Nuclear Security Administration located in Washington, D.C. He was born May 15, 1956 in England and later moving to Augusta, Georgia, where he graduated from the Glen Hills High School in 1973. Very highly educated, he received his Bachelor's of Science in Chemistry from Mercer University, a Master of Science degree in Nuclear Engineering from the University of New Mexico, a Master's of Art degree in Public Policy from the University of New Mexico, post-master's studies at the University of Arizona, and his PhD, his Doctor of Philosophy in Nuclear Engineering at the University of Maryland, which made him the first African-American to receive a PhD at the university. In his work at the NNSA, the National Nuclear Security Administration, he manages over $1.5 billion. He manages over a $1.5 billion program in nuclear deterrent research and development. He's also responsible for the development of computer models and for conducting research and testing at world-class experimental facilities. He has developed national policy for the NNSA and is one of the highest-ranking officials involved in the nuclear deterrent. His work has allowed him to participate in numerous congressional hearings, providing briefings to members of the House and of the Senate. He testified at a hearing of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and briefed the Senate Arms Committee on the science and systems of the nuclear deterrent, which he is in charge of. He manages a program involving the defense of planet Earth from improbable collision of near-Earth objects, and this led him to publishing technical papers and being quoted in the New York Times and in Physics Today. He has written reports and papers for NASA entitled Studies of Short-Time Response Options for Potentially Hazardous Objects, Current and Forthcoming Results, and Multi-Organization, Multi-Discipline Effort, Developing a Mitigation Concept for Planetary Defense. He's been an adjunct professor at Howard University for over 25 years, where he teaches courses of engineering at the school. With over 35 years of experience working in the nuclear expertise and engineer industry, it allowed him to work for different companies as a consultant in the energy resources division of one company in particular, Maitri Corporation. And there he worked national energy issues such as extending the life of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And he also worked for 8 years as a scientist and engineer at the Los Alamos National Laboratory, and this was the location where the atom bomb was invented, where he published numerous technical reports on his research activities pertaining to energy and nuclear non-proliferation. He was awarded Black Engineer of the Year for his achievement in government by Career Communications and cited as the A. James Clark School of Engineering. He was cited at the A. James Clark School of Engineering at the University of Maryland back in 2006. I might also add that he's also a member of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity, the Gamma Zeta chapter of fraternity that numerous well-known people and doctors and lawyers and celebrities are a part of, as well as many of the other eight black fraternities and sororities that we have today. And I'll do other episodes highlighting those fraternities and what it means to black history and black culture. But Dr. Kevin Greenaw has an extensive career as a nuclear engineer, and as he's still living, he has many more accomplishments that he will do in his lifetime, and thus contributing to black history and black culture. So Dr. Kevin Greenaw, we thank you for your contribution to black history and black culture, and we salute you. And that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. Tune in tomorrow as we always do, we'll be having more people, men and women, and institutions that we'll be highlighting and what it means to Black history and Black culture. So stay tuned.